Damn it. Fucking kindling. Can't even make a fire, right? How the hell does this work? Of all the nights to forget my lighter. This would be a lot easier if you were here. You taught me how to do this once, but I can't remember now. And you would probably think that's pretty funny. Wish I could remember. I probably would have paid better attention if I'd known. If I'd known that you would... God damn you. Just... God damn you. Hmm? Oh, hey, you're back. Welcome, I guess. No, I wasn't saying anything, just kinda grumbling, I guess. You didn't miss much. Yeah, we're all set. Tents are set up, and I think I've got the fire going just as soon as I... Oh, shit. There it goes. Huh. Looks like I remembered after all. Hmm? Oh, nothing. Just... Come here. Take a seat. It's getting nice and toasty now. Just in time, too. There goes the sunset. So, did you get the canoe all tied up? Sounds stressful. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It only needs to stay there till morning, so. And, sounds like you can leave the other one in the truck, too. So. Yeah, I just got a text from Shauna. She and Craig aren't coming, so. And still no word from Leslie and Heather, so. Yeah. Looks like it's gonna be just us. They didn't really say why they aren't coming. Some excuse, I don't know. But it's okay. I mean, it's disappointing, but I get it. Lots of memories out here. Good ones, mostly, but yeah. Good memories can hurt sometimes. Well, let's not let it get to us, okay? I mean, we're fun people, right? So, let's do what fun people do. Have fun. Immediately. Yeah. Yeah, easier said than done, I guess, under the circumstances. You know, I was kind of banking on having, you know, everybody here to help me relax and get my head on straight. So this is... Oh, no, shit, I didn't mean, I'm sorry, I'm really glad you're here, really, seriously, it's just, I don't know, with everything that's happened, it's hard not to think about difficult stuff, you know what I mean? Oh! Wait, I just remembered. I did bring something. I brought something that might help with that. Voila! Booze. Lots of booze. Well, don't get too excited. It's vodka. cherry-flavored vodka. I know, blech. I hate this stuff, but, you know, it was his favorite, so it seemed fitting. But, yeah, after tonight, I'm looking forward to never drinking it again. Well, I mean, you don't have to drink it. It's not like the two of us can finish this bottle by ourselves anyway. But, like, I don't know. Don't you want to do just one shot in his honor? You don't have to. I thought that would be nice. I thought he'd like that. Yeah? Okay. Well, I didn't bring any shot glasses or anything, so we'll have to take turns and share cooties. Oh, yes. Thank you for your noble sacrifice. You're a trooper. Now then, rock, paper, scissors? Whoever wins gets to pick who goes first. Okay, on shoot. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ugh, damn it. Wait, hold up. Best 2 out of 3. Yes, I'm serious. I'm just getting warmed up. Hands up, bitch. Let's go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes. Eat shit. I am not getting cocky. I'm getting confident. Big difference. I'm on a roll. I'm remembering my training. I can feel it. Now ready up, hot shot, tiebreaker, all the marbles. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ugh, no. Would it have been so terrible to let me win, asshole?
Yeah, I don't know how you'd let somebody win rock, paper, scissors either.
Whatever. So, I'm guessing I drink first, right? Oh, you do? Wow, such a gentleman. Well, I mean, in that case, here you go, hero. Enjoy. Yep, I know that face. It, doesn't exactly go down smooth, does it? You poor, poor thing. Here, I've brought some chaser. Again, temper your expectations. It's Sprite. You know, just to round out the trashy freshman year nostalgia trip. Oh, come on, quit moaning. Here, take this and give me the bottle. Okay. Here we... Oh, God, no. That smell brings back memories. Sweaty, nauseous, awful memories. Chill out. I'm doing it. Just give me a second. Jesus. Okay. Whew. Okay. Bottoms up. Cheers. To you, Ben. I miss you.
Fuck. That is just how I remember it.
Oh, God. My throat is so angry. Sprite, please. Hurry. Whew. The worst. The absolute worst. I will fight whatever smug Russian fuck came up with flavored vodka. You know, I'm pretty sure Ben didn't even like vodka. Not really. I feel like he just told us he did because he liked watching us drink it. What an asshole. But, I mean, in his defense, I saw that face you made a second ago, and, yeah, pretty funny. Yeah, there was always a joke with him, you know? Always a reason to smile. You'd smile even when you wanted to punch him in the face. And I always wanted to punch him in the face. Anyway, I was also kind of hoping that everybody else would bring stuff to do. I brought the tents, you brought the canoes. We held up our end of the deal. Jerks. Well, we'll make do. Man, I just wish I had thought to bring some music or something. Huh? Oh, yeah, I did bring the guitar, but... Well, yeah, I play, but I don't, it's not, it's Ben's guitar, it's his, and it was special to him, and I don't think I can do that. Let's play a game, okay? Pass the time. That'll be fun. I don't know which game. Like I said, I didn't bring any. Okay. Drinking game. Never have I ever. Come on, it'll be fun. Even more high school bullshit. Oh, no. I am not taking any more shots of that garbage. Just little nips. If I say a thing and you've done the thing, you take a nip, okay? Yes! Okay, I'll go first. Oh, never have I ever been slapped in the face. Oh, you haven't either? Lame. Well, the night is young. Oh, calm down. Your turn. Have I ever been skinny dipping? Oh, men. I swear to God. No, I definitely have not. That sounds so cold and embarrassing. Uh-uh. No, thank you. Oh my God, you're annoying. You know what? Just for that, never have I ever tied up a canoe. Gotcha. Here you go. Take a nip. Big nip. Tastes so good. Mm-mm. Oh, yep, there's the face. Yeah, let me take the bottle back before you drop it. Now then, hit me. Make it a good one. Have I ever broken someone's heart? That's a heavy one. I mean, I don't really know for sure if I... Is it really that surprising? Wow, I'm flattered. Whose heart? It's kind of a long story, I guess. Well, yeah, I guess we do have time. Hold on, need a drink. It gets a little bit easier the more you do it. Okay. So remember freshman year when we all spent the whole summer together before we moved to the dorms? That was an important time for all of us, I think. I mean, we had all known each other for a while, but that was when we really came together, you know? We got to know each other, went on trips. Shauna and Craig finally hooked up. And I think that's when we discovered the magic of alcohol. That part might have happened right here, actually, right on this lake. My memory's a bit fuzzy for obvious reasons. Anyway, that summer. That's when I noticed how close you and Ben were. I mean, I knew you two were best friends and everything, but I guess it hadn't really occurred to me just how much you meant to each other. Like you were always riving on each other, messing around, pushing each other into questionable decisions.
You know, typical guy stuff, I guess, but I don't know. Before that, I don't think I had ever heard two men say I love you without turning it into some dumb macho joke. And you did love each other a lot, and you never tried to hide it. And I don't know, I thought that was really cool. I thought you guys were cool. I think I was missing that kind of love in my life. Heather and Leslie are great. Shauna and Craig are great, but things can be kind of surface-y with them, I guess. They like to change the subject when things get too real. And I was used to that. I mean, that's what my family is like too, so I didn't even notice it for a while, but you two, you just radiated this warmth, you know? You loved each other so much, and that seeped out into everything around you, and I wanted that. So, I wanted to get to know you two. I mean, I knew you, but, like, before our whole big group started hanging out, I was just Heather's friend, and you two were Craig's friends, you know what I mean? Like, we were always on opposite sides of the group, I guess. I saw you two all the time, but it was never just us, just you and me, or me and Ben. And that was fine, all of us being friends together, but I wanted to be your friend. I wanted to be Ben's friend. So, when we went to college, when you and Ben moved into the dorms together, that was my chance, right? My chance to finally get to know you guys, and I did, those first few months. We had a lot of fun, didn't we? Partying, staying out late, getting into trouble, running from the cops that one time. You know, I don't think I ever thanked you for saving the day on that one. Who knew you were so good at urban camouflage? Oh, come on, I'm just trying to make you sound good. Urban camouflage sounds way cooler than pulling your friends into a dumpster. Anyway, yeah, I really did get to know you two. And it was great. At first. Pretty soon, you started dating, what was her name? Blonde girl, pre-med. Right, yeah, so suddenly you weren't around as much. And then you weren't around at all. And that's normal. I mean, you were exploring new things, discovering new sides of yourself, getting serious about your studies. But Ben wasn't. I don't think he knew what to do without you around. You two were like brothers, and I'm not sure he really knew what he was without you. And I mean, we all have to deal with those feelings at some point, but Ben didn't handle it very well. So while you were making new friends, studying hard, getting a job, Ben was drinking and drinking and drinking, and suddenly that impulsiveness we all loved him for, it wasn't so cute anymore. There was this one night where he showed up to my door. He had done that before, so I was just expecting to sober him up, let him sleep on my couch, all that. But he wasn't drunk. He was... I don't know. The look in his eyes. I had never seen him like that before. It scared me. He stumbled in and he sat down
he told me about his night. You two had been, I don't know what to call it, fighting, I guess. He was jealous of how much time you were spending with your girlfriend, and he confronted you about it, and it sounded like you didn't handle that very well. He told me some of the things you said to each other, and God, they were vicious. I couldn't believe that you two would talk to each other like that. He broke down right there on my couch. He was just so scared of losing you. We were all kind of hanging out with different crowds at that point. The rest of us had stopped partying so much. We were all in different programs. He didn't know what to do. He was afraid that if he lost you, he wouldn't have anyone left. He was just so lonely, you know? It broke my heart. It broke my fucking heart, and I didn't know what to do. I couldn't see him like that. I couldn't let him hurt that much. I sat down next to him. I rubbed his back. I told him everything would be okay. And I kissed him. And he kissed me back. Stupid fucking mistake. Stupid, heartless, oblivious. Like, I shouldn't have done that. I really, really shouldn't have. It was the worst thing I could have done. I didn't feel anything for him. Not at all. He was my best friend. Him and you. That was all. But I just wanted him to be okay. You know, I wanted him to know that he wasn't alone, that I was there. And I wanted to help him, that I loved him. In the only way I could. That the love you two had for each other wasn't the only thing in his life. I wanted to help. I just wanted to help. So we kissed, and he told me he loved me. And not, like, in the way you two loved each other. He really, really loved me. He had for a while. All that time I had spent getting close to you two, he had started feeling things for me, and I had no idea. And he told me that part of the reason you two had grown apart was that he was more interested in spending time with me. He said all these things, and I felt nothing. Nothing at all. I felt shame. Shame and regret. And I had just kissed him. Not out of affection, just out of pity. Because I felt sorry for him. What kind of cruel, heartless, selfish, pathetic excuse for a friend? In that moment, as he held my hand and leaned in for another kiss, I froze. I realized what I had done, and I was horrified at myself. How could I have done that to him? How could I have led him on like that? What was I thinking? He was...
He looked so happy, you know?
Like I had suddenly fixed everything. Like I had suddenly fixed everything. Like he had been waiting on this forever. And I had to let him down, right? Right then and there. And I thought I was preventing something terrible from happening. But... Yeah, it was too late. I know that now. I pulled away from the second kiss And I wanted to explain myself. You know, I wanted to tell him that I was sorry, but I couldn't return his feelings, and that I really still cared about him, and that I would do anything else, anything in the whole world to help him, and I was so sorry for getting his hopes up, and that I didn't know how he felt, and I don't know, I just anything to pull back from that mistake, but I couldn't.
I was just so ashamed. I couldn't find the words, and I was so scared, and I knew I had ruined everything, and I just wanted out. I wanted out of that situation as fast as I could, and so I just pushed him away and asked him to leave. I couldn't even look him in the eyes. I just asked him to leave, just like that. And he just stared at me for a minute. Just stared. Like he wanted to say something, but he was just empty. And then he got up and left, without a word. And that was the last I saw of him for a really long time. That might have been the worst thing I've ever done. You know, I kept telling myself that my intentions were good, but I still can't believe myself. There are so many things I could have done, so many ways I could have helped him and supported him. But I didn't. I froze up, and instead of helping you two make up, I wedged myself between you. I was so desperate to be close to you guys, and I ended up wrecking it. For Ben, for you, for all of us. And I'm glad that you two made up, eventually. That made me happy. Things were never quite the same between Ben and I, and we never really talked about that night, but I'm glad you two still had each other. And I'm glad he had everybody else, too. A year or so after that, he was back in everybody's lives. The same fun, funny goofball he always was. Always laughing. Always pushing everybody to try new things. Always playing. Always drinking. And driving. And that leads us to now, I guess, right? You and me, drinking around a fire, mourning, and remembering, and regretting. So there. Yep. I have broken someone's heart before.
Oh, why am I laughing?
I think you win the game. Did you know about any of that stuff? Did he ever tell you about it? He did. And what did you think about it? Or what do you think about it? No, I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming myself for anything. I deeply regret what happened between us. I really do. But I know I didn't have anything to do with what happened to him. With what he did to himself. I'm not the one who left everyone who cared about him all alone. Left them with nothing but a beat-up guitar that he always said he wanted chucked into the lake if he ever died. Who made his friends go on one last camping trip to ruin all the other camping trips so they could row out to the middle of a fucking freezing lake to bury the only thing they have left of him. No, I would never be that cruel, that fucking, shit, sorry. I didn't mean that. I did mean it in some way. I just Oh, I'm confused right now. Thanks, Mr. Smirnoff. I don't know how to feel. I'm all fucked up. I'm sad, obviously, but I'm just so angry at him, and I don't want to be angry at him. I want to miss him and love him and remember all my favorite things about him. I want to remember all the amazing things he taught me, but I can't. I can't remember those things right now. It's all covered up with this anger and this disappointment and... I don't know. It's fine. I mean, I'll deal with it. Sorry for, dumping everything on you. I'll get it together. No, I don't need a hug. I don't want... I am. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at him, and I really... really, really hate myself for that. I hate that I can't just accept what happened and forgive him and move on to remembering the good times, but I can't. He's gone, and he didn't have to be. He did a stupid, stupid thing, and he's gone now, and he left this big hole, and anger is the only thing I have to fill it with, and that's fucked up. So fucked up. It's not fair. It's not fucking fair. It's like I'm doing this wrong. Like, there's a right way to feel, and I just cannot. But why? Why can't I just be sad? We're here to I don't know, celebrate him and remember him, but I can't. Not the way I want to. All my memories are fucking poisoned, and all I can feel is anger and guilt. I feel so fucking guilty. I just he left us all alone. Nothing will ever be the same, and I don't know what to do. I'm so lonely now. I talk to Shauna or Heather, and I'm still lonely. I'm surrounded by people all the time, and I'm still so fucking lonely, and I don't know what to do. Oh my god. No, fuck. I shouldn't have done that. That's a really bad idea. I don't know what I was... Oh, shit. Fuck. I'm doing it all over again. I'm so sorry. That was really... really wrong of me. We can't do that. I've been drinking, and I got emotional, and I lost control. I got overwhelmed. I felt really lonely, and so God damn it. I mean, Jesus, you're my friend. You're one of my only friends I have left, but for a minute, I felt like... No, never mind. It doesn't matter why I did it. I just shouldn't have. I shouldn't have done that to you. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Yeah, let's talk about that in the morning, okay? Just not now. What? The fire? No, don't bother. Just Just leave it. Looks like it's about to rain anyway. Are you awake? Well, ready or not, I'm coming in. Oh, hi. Did I wake you up? Sorry, I just... My tent sprung a leak. A bunch of rain got in and I'm soaked and freezing. And it doesn't look like the rain is gonna let up anytime soon. Listen, I know this is really weird after earlier, but I think I'm gonna have to sleep in here tonight with you. I'm sorry. Is that okay? Thanks. You're a lifesaver. What a fucking night, huh? Okay, I managed to keep some of my clothes dry. Not very many. No idea what I'm gonna do in the morning, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Anyway, I need you to roll over for a second so I can change. Just don't look, okay? Okay. Better, at least. You just get some rest, okay? I'll just curl up in the corner over here and, I'll see you in the morning. Well, yeah, I'm a little cold, but it's fine. I'm out of the wet stuff now, so I'll be okay. I don't know if I should do that. I mean, yeah, your sleeping bag is big enough, but that just feels kinda like a bad idea right now. Are you sure? Well, okay. Unzip it and let me in. Oh, but... shut your eyes. The clothes I managed to keep dry, well, they don't really... cover a whole lot, so just look away for a second, please. There. Okay. All covered up now. Thank you. This is better. A lot better, actually. I'm really sorry. For earlier, I mean. No, not like that. I'm not sorry for getting emotional, and... Well, I've already apologized for that as much as I know how. I'm sorry for venting all these difficult feelings and never asking how you feel. I mean, I know how awful I feel, but you were way closer to him than I was. So,
I really can't even imagine where your head's at right now. So, are you okay? You know, I'm all covered up now. You can turn over and look me in the eye if you want. You're lonely too? Yeah. I'll bet you are. I know you guys weren't as close as you used to be, but it's awful losing such a big part of your life like that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just Ben, is it? The other guys, I guess I'm not surprised they didn't show up. We've all kind of drifted apart, and I don't know, maybe I hoped that this would bring us all back together, but it didn't, did it? No one came. Nobody but me and you. Can you, would you be okay if, God damn it, can I hold you? Just for a second? I know I'm not wearing much, but just for a second, please? Thanks. I hate this. I hate all of this. All those happy memories. They're not as happy as they used to be. And they aren't coming back. I have to move on and make new memories, but I'm not sure I can. I don't want to leave all those things behind. Not everything. I don't want to lose you too. I don't want to grow apart from you. And I'm worried it's gonna make me do something stupid. Is this too close? Is it okay? Yeah? Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about us? Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about it too. Not in a while, but I've thought about it a lot. I want to be close to you. And I'm really worried it's a bad idea. I'm worried that this will be the same mistake I made with Ben, because I can't promise what'll happen in the morning. Maybe we can take this further, and maybe we can't. But either way, I think we can make each other a bit less lonely tonight. But you just have to promise me something, okay? Promise me that no matter what happens, you won't go anywhere. That you'll still be there tomorrow. That we can hold on to just one piece of those old times. Okay? Will you promise? Okay. Then, come here. Small like campfire. I bet I do too. But I like it. Fuck. Let me take these off. Touch me, please. Touch me. Reach down. Everything.
Like over your head.
Yeah, push it in. Push it inside. Push it in deeper. Fuck me. Fuck, hold me. Hold me, fuck. Let me chase your neck. You're so good. You're so fucking good. God. God, you give me butterflies. Right there. and you're dating that girl back in college. I was really jealous too. I wanted to be your friend, but I wanted to be more than friends. I wanted to know what your sweat tasted like. I wanted to feel your breath on my neck, your lips on my ear. I wanted to hear you gasp. I wanted to hear you groan for me. Oh, fuck. I want you to fuck me from behind. Don't move, just let me turn over. Let me press back against you and... There you are. Oh, fuck. I like the feeling of your cock pressing against my ass like that. I bet if I just grind back and forth. Yeah, you like that. I thought so. Your cock is nice and wet, and it just slides against my ass so nicely. Put your arms around me. Pull me close while I reach down and put you back into the... Oh, fuck. Oh my god, that's even better. Oh my god, go slow. Slow and deep. Make me feel every inch. Fuck. Baby, fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me deep. God, you're so hard. Oh, it's so hard inside me. I can feel you breathing on my ear. Fuck. Yeah, grab my tits. Grab my tits and... What are you... Oh my god, yeah. Ah, yeah, do that. Do that, just like that. Fuck. Yeah, grab your arm around me. Play with my clit. Will you fuck me? Holy shit, that's really good. That's really fuck. Okay, I'm pull my ass. Pull my ass back in you. Pull me back on your cock. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh my god, keep going. Keep going. Keep doing that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. I'm gonna come, baby. Baby, I'm gonna come. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm coming. I'm coming. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me. Sorry, my hair is all in your face. That was really good. I really needed that. How about you? Are you close? Yeah? Good. No, don't. Don't come inside me. Here, let me get under the covers and finish you off another way. Hello there. Still nice and hard for me. Well, let's see if we can take care of that. You're throbbing for me. Fuck. Getting close. Mm-hmm. Good. Give it to me. Let it go. Come for me. Come in my mouth. How was that? Good. I had fun too. You taste pretty fucking good, actually. Much better than cherry vodka. Hold on, let me work my way back up there. Hey. Say, do you have any water? Only Sprite? Oh god, the final insult. Well, it'll do for a chaser. Give it here. There we go. Now, come here. Hey, are you okay? Yeah. Yeah, me too. That was really, really good. That was kind of intense. Are you feeling okay about it? Good. Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I don't know. I've got a lot of thinking to do, I guess. You too, probably. But we've got plenty of time to think tomorrow. For now, us being here, pressed together, kinda sticky. It feels nice. It feels right. So, let's not worry about it right now, okay? Hey, thank you for coming on this trip with me. I know this doesn't really fix anything, but I feel better. I was really worried that we would all come out here and just realize that there was nothing holding us together anymore. That we would try our best to remember the good times and just drift apart anyway. I was kind of right about that, I think. But not you and me, okay? No matter what happens in the morning, whether this ever happens again or not, just stick with me. Stay in my life, and I'll stay in yours. For as long as we can. That, it would mean a lot to me. Deal? Good. Get some rest, okay? We got some things to take care of in the morning. And I think they're gonna be pretty difficult, but I'll be there to hold your hand, and you can hold mine. We'll do it together. I think that'll make a difference. Good night. Sleep well. Thank you.